Welcome to the Jaguar Podcast, a show where we discuss all things related to Duval County's finest NFL football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Blue 42, set, play!
Duval, baby!
Hey, everybody, it's Andrew, and welcome to episode 154 of the Jaguar Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be doing the usual game recap of the matchup between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Minnesota Vikings. But before we start, as always, if you want to show your support for the channel, hit that red subscribe button. And if you want the latest updates on content releases, hit that bell icon. All right, so jumping into this, the Jags lose this game to the Vikings, 24-27. Lot of entertaining stuff going on in this game. Lots of adversity for the Jags, but it was really exciting. The game went into overtime, and then unfortunately, the Jags lost to the Vikings. The Vikings kicked a field goal to seal the deal, but thank you to everybody who joined the YouTube live stream. It was a lot of fun. We had a great time, my wife and I, just kind of calling the game there, doing our live reactions and play-by-play, so we'll be doing another one next weekend. We'll be live streaming the Jags versus Titans game. So that'll be really exciting. We're looking forward to it. But, you know, going into this game, the first half, you know, was really exciting. The Jags, you know, drive the ball down the field. Glennon throws a pass to, it was really intended for, it looked like, I believe it was Keelan Cole, and it bounced off of a defender, and Chenault caught the pass for a touchdown. So that was awesome. I mean, Chenault was all over the place in this game. Really had a great game, you know, caught a touchdown pass. You know, looking at his stats here, had a couple rushes. Chenault had two carries for 30 yards, and then receiving, Chenault had three catches for 37 yards and that one touchdown. So that was awesome. I mean, I like Laviska Shenault. I think he's just such a versatile wide receiver. You could have him in the Wildcat. You know, he could run the ball. It's awesome. But you know, going back to the first half there again, Chase McLaughlin misses a freaking extra point. I mean, it was just terrible. Luckily he redeemed himself. You know, he hit a field goal for Jacksonville, or he hit the, I forget if he hit, I believe he hit a field goal, but then he missed another one, before we went into overtime. But, the special team situation again is just such, a show, and, it's just really a mess. But, you know, going back to, you know, the game and some of the highlights, Colin Johnson had a great game. I mean, made just some wonderful catches. I mean, one was like a you know, catch where he was just jumping off of his like back foot and was up in the air and caught this one pass from Glennon, and it really wasn't a great throw. It was, you know, a little too high, but he comes down with it. Johnson had a great game, 4 receptions, 66 yards. Tyler Eifert, our tight end, he had a pretty good game too. He was very consistent in this game. He had 6 catches for 45 yards, and had some really nice, you know, first down conversions where we really needed them as well. Glennon was not very good in this game. You know, he was 28 for 42. He had one touchdown pass. That was that touchdown pass to Chenault. And then he threw 2 picks. The first one was, I believe it was in the first half. The intended receiver was our tight end, Saubert. And it kind of bounced off of Saubert's hands into the defender. And, you know, the defender took it away and got the interception. So I don't really blame that one on Mike Glennon. But the second one he threw was pretty much towards... I want to say it was in, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say it was in overtime. It was just a really bad throw. You know, there was nobody there. I don't know who he was throwing it to. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it was just really bad. Then he took a safety. I mean, and he was sacked in the back of the end zone. I want to say that that was, you know, that was probably close to the fourth quarter, I would say. And that was just, stupid.
Idiot!
But, you know, the defense played pretty well. You know, DeJuan Smoot had two sacks, our defensive end. Joe Schobert, our linebacker that we got from Cleveland, he had a pick six, which was awesome. I think he had a sack as well. I think Ukale, our defensive tackle, he had a sack too, which was awesome. And, you know, we were able to get to Kirk Cousins in this game, which I thought was good. We were able to get pressure. So that was really good. But yeah, just like a lot of stupid turnovers. I forgot to mention, you know, Glennon fumbled in the third quarter. So that wasn't good. Glennon did not have a good game. You know, I kept saying this during the live stream that we needed to bring Gardner Minshew in there.
Just hardened balls, man. Hardened balls.
And, you know, he was sitting on the sidelines. And, you know, apparently he was healthy and ready to go. And apparently there was an ESPN reporter that, you know, put something out on, I believe it was Twitter, saying that Gardner Minshew was complaining to the coach saying, you know, put me in, I'm ready to go. And I really wish he had, because he probably would have won that game. And it didn't happen. So I think that was a bad move by Doug Marrone.
Idiot!
And that's just kind of my thoughts on that. You know, going back to the Vikings and our defense, Thielen just lit us up in this game so badly, and Jefferson as well. So it just the defense, Barkou was just getting lit up, burned. I mean, just Luke Barkou, our rookie corner. So yeah, the defense definitely, I mean, the secondary continues to have problems, and that's no surprise. But yeah, that's kind of my thoughts on this game, though. You know, it was, sorry, I went on a Minshew tangent there, but this was exciting. It went down to the wire, then we went to overtime, and then, you know, we weren't able to pull away with the win. But, you know, there was at one point during this game, the Jets, there was another game, the Jets, who were they playing? I forget. It was the Jets versus, I think I want to say it was the Jets versus the, I'm blanking on it right now, but they were going to win at one point, and then they ended up losing. So, we're still kind of in the running for, a good draft pick. So that's positive. So, there's a little positive vibe there. But yeah, let me know how you feel about this game. Leave me a comment on the YouTube video or podcast episode. Subscribe to the channel. Stay safe, guys. Stay positive. Go Jags, and I'll see you next time. Let me get that. JYD coming up with the big sack. Quarterbacks beware, we on the prowl. Game day night, you could hear it in our growl. Intimidation on to keep their hearts racing, eating other teams live on TV front of the nation. Spectacular defensive scheme. This episode is available on the Jaguar Podcast YouTube channel, so if you stop by, make sure to subscribe and give this video a like. Also, these episodes are available on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and other major podcast distributors as well. So if you don't mind, please leave me a review and some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my Twitter handle is @JaguarPodcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Andrew signing off. Cheers.